VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iran is vowing to retaliate against the perpetrators of Wednesday's terror attack on a military convoy. At least 27 border soldiers from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps were killed. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A suicide bomber has targeted a bus in Iran's southeast, carrying personnel of the elite paramilitary Revolutionary Guard Force, killing and wounding dozens. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which came on the day of a US-led conference in Warsaw that included discussions on what America describes as Iran's malign influence across the wider Mideast. The Guard Force is a major economic and military power in Iran, answerable only to the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former U.S. Air Force counterintelligence officer who defected to Iran 6 years ago has been charged with spying for the Iranian government. 39-year-old Monica Witt was indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington on charges of disclosing the code name and classified mission of a special U.S. military program to the Iranian government. Her actions, said one investigator, are a betrayal of our nation's security, our military, and the American people. A federal judge has found that former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort intentionally lied to investigators and a federal grand jury in the Russia investigation. The judge said in an order that there's sufficient evidence that Manafort lied in breach of his plea agreement. The decision hurts Manafort's chances of receiving a reduced sentence next month. Manafort remains jailed while he is awaiting sentencing. He was accused of lying about sharing polling data, among other things. This is VOA News. As Congress works on finalizing a bill that would keep the government running into the weekend, they're keeping an eye on the White House as well. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Trump says he'll be looking for landmines in the bill from Congress, which he has yet to see. He indicated, however, he is pleased with preliminary figures in the border security deal worked out by a committee of Republicans and Democrats, but says the opposition party is being stingy when it comes to funding for the wall.
We're building a lot of wall right now with money that we already have.
Trump also tells reporters he does not want to see another partial shutdown of the U.S. government, saying that would be a terrible thing. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Democrat-controlled House rebuked President Trump Wednesday, voting to cut off U.S. military assistance to the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. The vote was 248-177. Was one of the only times the House has ever used the War Powers Act, which was passed in 1973 after the disastrous involvement of American forces in Vietnam. It gives Congress the authority to pull American forces out of an undeclared war. The measure now goes to the Senate, which passed a similar measure before the 2018 midterm elections. That sets up a possible showdown with the White House. The American Embassy in Lebanon says the United States has delivered laser-guided rockets valued at more than $16 million to the Lebanese army. In a landmark vote, Australian lawmakers have made it easier for sick refugees held offshore to be treated in the country. It's the first time in almost 80 years that a government has lost a vote on its own legislation in the lower house of parliament. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The legislation will give doctors a greater say on which refugees detained offshore can travel to Australia for medical treatments. Since 2013, Canberra has held asylum seekers arriving by boat in camps on the tiny Republic of Nauru and on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea in the South Pacific, and has insisted they would never be allowed to resettle in Australia. Doctors have said medical facilities on the islands are inadequate for about 1,000 asylum seekers and refugees who remain.
President Trump and Colombia's President Iván Duque met Wednesday in the White House to talk about efforts to push Venezuela's leftist president Nicolas Maduro from power. Duque told Trump at the beginning of the meeting, "We want to put an end to the brutal dictatorship in Venezuela." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.